It's All Things Considered on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Mark Rumsey. After months of speculation, DNC organizers have confirmed that they did indeed come up short in their convention fundraising and were forced to draw on a line of credit guaranteed by Duke Energy. WFAE's Julie Rose has been poring through documents filed with the Federal Election Commission late last night. She joins me now with some analysis. Julie, first, convention organizers vowed to make the 2012 DNC the most open and accessible in history, a line we heard often. Part of that was a plan to give regular updates on fundraising. But you asked time and again for those updates, and the only response officials gave was, "We're right on track." Now we find out they were $12.5 million short. So were DNC officials simply lying to you?
Well, that's what I asked the host committee after seeing these documents. And here's what Executive Director Dan Murray wrote back to me by email. He said, quote, "We put on a great convention for less, and we remained on target to produce what was ultimately a successful convention." So I guess you could say it all depends on what your definition of on track is.
Okay. So the host committee was supposed to raise $36.6 million. They raised $24.1 million. How did they make up the difference?
First of all, they scaled back the costs of the convention by about $5 million. And then they drew $8 million down on a line of credit that Duke Energy agreed to guarantee for the host committee way back when Charlotte got the convention. And at that time, everybody said the line of credit was just a precaution. But it turns out it was a necessity, and that's largely because the Democratic Party put some new restrictions on where convention money could come from. They said they didn't want any corporations, lobbyists, or political action committees giving to the convention.
But, Julie, as you just said, Duke Energy backstopped that line of credit. If the committee can't pay it off, won't Duke be out the $8 million?
Yes, but the host committee says that it's still fundraising and it's going to pay that debt off.
Otherwise, though, corporate money was kept out of the convention.
Well, no. Corporations contributed millions through in-kind donations like office space, for example. Now, it's true the $24.1 million that we're talking about came only from individuals and nonprofit groups, including some high-profile CEOs who gave the maximum contribution of $100,000. Locals on that list include Jim Rogers of Duke Energy, Pat Rogers of Rogers Construction, and Howard Bissell of the Bissell Companies. Also on the list are the CEO of Google and comedian Chelsea Handler. But the host committee also established this separate nonprofit that was not subject to the fundraising restrictions. That nonprofit raised $20 million. Nearly all of it came from corporations. And the largest cash donor was Bank of America with $5 million. Duke was the next largest. It gave $4 million in cash, keeping in mind it also helped to make that $8 million line of credit possible. And then DreamWorks gave $2 million in cash, plus a lot of other smaller donations from other corporations.
So what was that corporate money, if you will, used for?
Technically, it was only supposed to be for the host committee's overhead expenses and for efforts to make Charlotte look good during the convention. So the street festival on Labor Day, for example, and all the big parties that were thrown for delegates and media, that all came out of that fund. But the host committee also paid the $5 million rental fee for Time Warner Cable Arena from those corporate donations. And that, you could hardly call that an ancillary expense. I mean, that's where the convention happened that week.
Well, the DNC host committee obviously didn't meet all of its financial goals. Are they at all apologetic about that?
Well, no, they say the point is that the convention was great. It was great for Charlotte, and in the end, the fundraising restrictions forced them to get thousands of people donating instead of just the select wealthy few. And, you know, I might add that the Republican Party made no bones about taking big donations from corporations. The host committee in Tampa collected $55 million, including quite a few $1 million corporate gifts. The Republican convention's single largest donation was from an individual. Sheldon Adelson gave $5 million. He's the Las Vegas businessman known for giving to super PACs that support Mitt Romney.
It's WFAE's Julie Rose reporting on new fundraising details released overnight by organizers of the DNC.